Hey everyone, we're so happy to welcome back the Crystal Clear Show. Crystal was on hiatus, but she's back, and she's here to bring us more interesting behind-the-scenes film and political discussions. So sit back and enjoy the show.
Everyone, thanks for joining us today at Crystal Clear. My name is Crystal, and we're coming to you live from the free state of Florida.
Chase Herbert's here for Crystal Diane Stevens' Crystal Clear Show. Being a Hollywood screenwriter, Crystal Diane has brought her show listeners a juggernaut deal from the man himself, Mike Lindell of MyPillow. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history. Queen size MyPillow regular price is $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king size. MyPillow's patented field adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com to get queen size MyPillow for only $19.98. Or call 1-800-959-9374 and use promo code Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L. In addition to this special anniversary offer on the MyPillows, you will also receive deep discounts on all MyPillows products, such as bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillows.com or call 1-800-959-9374 and use promo code Crystal. That's C-R-Y-S-T-A-L of Mike's special offer on his MyPillows. Thank you, Crystal, and thank you for listening to The Crystal Clear Show, Saturdays at 3 p.m. New York time, right here on WWPR 1490 AM and our global listen live link available on all of your internet devices.
Today we have a really fascinating guy with us, a good friend of mine. I'm so happy that he's here, and his name is Kevin Sorbo. And it's been a while since Kevin and I have talked, and I think we're going to have an amazing time catching up. So, Kevin, how is your lovely wife doing?
She's doing great. We were just actually out in Park City, Utah, attending a summit there. Mm-hmm. And it was a bunch of lawyers, but these lawyers are pretty special lawyers.
Really?
The work that they do to fight the cases that are just constantly perpetuated against Americans now and against our Constitution is just amazing. And, one of the big cases, of course, people have heard about this for years now, is the baker out in Colorado when the gay couple went in and forced them better make us a cake. And it was against his religious beliefs.
Yes.
And I've always said, you know what? Those guys, they did that on purpose. They knew they're walking to a Christian bakery, and they're hoping to get a response they had to bring,
Absolutely.
And I said, I always dared them. I said, I dared them to go into a Muslim bakery and try that.
But, they wouldn't. Yeah.
No, of course they won't do that. So, it's just a battle out there constantly. It's crazy.
It really is.
It's Kelly Shackelford who runs the whole institute. It's called First Liberty Institute, and they just do amazing, amazing work.
Well, God bless them. We need people like that everywhere right now. I mean, we're in big trouble.
I'm a live and let live guy, and I'm in the Hollywood industry. I work with gay people all the time, and I love the fact that people attack me. Oh, you're a homophobe because you're a Christian, a conservative.
That's not true. Exactly.
I've been in the business 40 years. I worked with gay people. Instead, I've been on. Find one that says that was horrible to them. Find one, and they won't.
Well, same here. People make their assumptions, Kevin. You know, I did a film before COVID, and Al Pacino's daughter, Julie Pacino, was involved with that film. And, it was a gay film. It was about two women.
Sure.
Did it prevent me from bringing resources and helping them? No, I did it. I have no bias against anyone.
No, it's just, but they love their labels and they don't have to be any, there hasn't have to be any truth behind it whatsoever. They just love, unfortunately they're a party of hate and anger.
Yes, absolutely. I look at this
and go, I'm happy to have a conversation with you, but you yelling at me louder doesn't make you right. You know, it's like,
well, you know, I have notes here that I was going to bring this up later, but you're right there where I want to be. You know, let's talk for a minute about the way the mainstream media is treating RFK Jr. Isn't it disgusting what's going on?
It's really unbelievable. And I know him. We've met a number of times at charity events. He's actually reached out to me, asked if I would support him. And I said,
that's wonderful.
Well, you're still a Democrat, but I love the fight you're fighting because I'm right with him on this whole COVID pandemic thing.
Absolutely. I'm
just, and trust me, there's another one coming, people. That was just a testing ground to see what they
thank
do.
You. Yep.
And then they're going to come back at it again. But the way they're treating him is absolutely ridiculous. He's, you know, he's always been a good guy to me. And here's a perfect example of two people that, you know, politically on the different sides of the aisle, but more in the way it used to be back in, say, even the 70s or something, where they still work together. I mean, that's one thing I'll give Bill Clinton credit for.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
He got in office and he worked really, he became more of a centrist than anything else. He worked with both sides of the aisle.
Yes, and bravo. He did a great job. Yes.
But, you know, they, like I said, in today's world, all they have is anger on that side of the world. And they just don't want to give, they don't want to hear any kind of facts or truth because truth is a horrible thing for the left right now. They hate that.
No, but I guess wanton cruelty, Kevin, is better. You know, if you think about RFK Jr., look, I'm a Trump supporter. I'm going to be very clear. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I want to say this about him. For starters, I love that he's so intelligent. And there's not a subject people can throw at him that he's not well informed on. It is
no question.
It's beautiful.
I watched him on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Yes.
Fascinating.
Yes. But if you look at this situation and I sit there and I think and I remember I wasn't born when his uncle was assassinated. Okay. I see those old videos on TV and it's hard for me. It hurts to watch it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then you think about his father. This is a person. This family has given blood to this country, not once, but twice.
Yeah.
Can you have a little respect?
Yeah. I shot a movie in the hotel in California, in Los Angeles, where he was murdered.
My God.
And, obviously it was 30 years later, but I remember I went down to that area, that kitchen area where it happened. And, by myself, at like 3 a.m. we're filming,
Jesus
but even though I knew
Christ.
There were a lot of, you know, 100 people on the set walking
around. That
would
have been hard. Yeah.
I went down there and I sat for a while and it was very, very eerie. It was, you could feel something in that room.
Yes.
Whether it was my mind doing it or whatever, but
no,
it was,
I don't think so, Kim.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, for me, when I look at what happened in both of those cases, these were awful things that these were wounds to this country, to this nation that we have never recovered from. And I always had a sense that something died with those people that we have never gotten back. It wasn't just them. It was more innocence, hope. I don't know, but it's very sad because we lost so much.
Yeah. Oh, no question. No question. The 60s were a crazy time to begin with, you know, with the Welfare Reform Act, the Vietnam War, the hippie movement, the big rock and roll, the drugs, everything. It was just a crazy decade.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, look, I mean, on to a lighter subject, much lighter. let's talk about, I hear that you have something happening with Neil McDonough. Some kind of project going on. I'm really curious to hear about that. He's one of my favorite actors. So are you. You guys working together is going to be amazing. So what's up with that?
Well, actually, we shot a movie together already. I directed a movie. It's called Left Behind, Rise of the Antichrist. It's based on the Left Behind books that sold 80 million copies back in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
It was Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins, and Dallas Jenkins is his son, who's doing a little thing called The Chosen right now, which is highly successful. And Dallas actually directed me in my first really faith-based movie called What If back in 2010.
Oh, wow.
And What If is the same writers that did a little movie they did called God's Not Dead, which was a massive hit.
Right, a massive hit.
But I tell people in my mind, What If is a better movie. I mean, it really is. And, But this movie, Left Behind: Rise of the Antichrist, we shot it about a year and a half ago. It came out in theaters this past January and February and did very well. I highly recommend people to go check it out. Mm-hmm. It's streaming right now. And, I mean, it's out there. So, or you can go to Sorbo Studios. SorboStudios.com is a great place to go for a lot of things that are dealing
wonderful.
With everything. My wife's stuff, my stuff at SorboStudios.com, all kinds of information.
All right, everybody, write that down. SorboStudios.com. Yeah. Keep
and
going.
You can pick up you can pick up an autographed copy of the movie from me if you'd like.
Wonderful. That's fantastic.
But so Neil and I have a movie right now we're trying to raise money for. It's a Western called The Wicked and the Righteous. And Neil and his partner wrote it. They wrote a great script. And Neil and I had known each other for years, and we just never worked together until a year and a half ago. And we had such a great time, so we want to do it again. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I think it'll be fantastic. And like I said, I think that, you know, Neil is another person who's been pretty much given the business by Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And I think that that's another story that needs to be repeated and told. You know, everybody knows that I do believe Neil is Catholic. Okay.
Yep.
And his preference was that he didn't want to do sex scenes in films on account of being married and being a father. And because of that, he got fired. And then he was blacklisted solidly for 3 years. 3 years. And from what I read and what his comments were, he lost everything. He was on the verge of losing his house. And then out of nowhere, Steven Spielberg saves the day and gives him Band of Brothers to revive his career.
Yeah. Yep. He was great in that.
Yeah, great. He was. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But so, So it's a Western, and the two of you are going to be working with each other.
It's a very violent Western in the vein of what Yellowstone's doing, but it is a Cain and Abel story.
Oh, wow.
And I read the script. It's amazing.
Oh,
it's
amazing. Well, I know I can't see it, but I'm very curious.
I'm hoping we can raise the money and make it happen. So.
Well, look, if I can do anything to help, well, after the show, you know, we can talk or whenever you're free, because there's, you know, some new people I've come across. I'd be more than happy to help.
Fantastic.
So, yeah. And given that we were discussing stuff with Hollywood, some things that I was thinking about today, given the strike that's going on, well, the strikes, plural, excuse me. You know, you have the writers' strike and then the actors. In the way that these people talk, and I heard about these comments, you know, that these studio people said about the writers, like, we're not going to talk to them, and we're going to wait until they start losing their apartments and houses. And go back to what I just said about Neil McDonough. Here we go again. They're doing this to everybody. And they're like the cartel. They want it all. And so it's very upsetting to think that people come to do this work. And this is what we're up against. How do you thrive as an artist in this environment? How do you, they don't even want to pay you the basics.
No, you look at the other side of the camera. You look at the studio guys, the guys that sit up, because that's who you're fighting against, the producers, and the studios. These guys, I did, I remember there was a guy that, what's his name? He was the president of ABC Television, and he ran ABC into the ground, into last place. They fired the guy. This is back probably around 2006 or 7.
Mm-hmm.
They gave him $52 million severance pay.
So
he got paid $52 million by getting the ABC to become last place in the ratings. And that I would love to get that kind of failure money. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, thank you.
That's what they're fighting against, is saying, why do you guys get these massive? Because you know what? You need everybody. I get it.
Yes.
The reality is, if I'm watching a TV show that I like, I don't tune into it because some guy is, I tune in such and such producer. No, you tune in because you like the storylines that are written by the writers and you like the actors
you get attached to. Thank you.
So it's like, give me a break. And they're not asking for a lot. They're this AI thing. You got to be really worried about this artificial intelligence.
I'm worried about even on other levels beyond the work. I mean, I'm hearing scary stuff, but go on.
Oh my God. Wait, they can take Brad, put him a movie with Paul Newman and Charlton Heston right now. You know what I mean?
It's so wild.
I mean, there's something creepy about it, but you know, it's the reality is it's there. And, you know, you have to pay somebody. Look, they took a 360 of my face in a studio like this in Santa Monica years ago, saying, oh yeah, one day we'll be able to take your face and just put in a movie out long after you're gone. And this was back in like, they did this back in 2001, 2002. And now here it is. Mm-hmm. And they've got, so they've got my head. They've got my face. They can put it on any body. They can do anything
they want. That's crazy. It's like Photoshop, but on steroids.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it gets better. It gets, look at what they do.
Personally, I think whatever, you know, the AI, kill it before it spreads. I'm not happy about what I'm hearing. I don't like it. I don't think we don't need it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's here though. I mean, technology is here. It's at a fast pace right now. The Terminator, that movie doesn't seem so unrealistic now. It's scary.
Well, all right, everybody. We're going to take a quick break to say thanks to our sponsors. So we'll be right back.
Chase Herbert's here for Crystal Diane Stevens' Crystal Clear Show. Being a Hollywood screenwriter, Crystal Diane has brought her show listeners a juggernaut deal from the man himself, Mike Lindell of MyPillow. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history. Queen size MyPillow regular price is $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king size. MyPillow's patented build adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com to get queen size MyPillow for only $19.98. Or call 1-800-959-9374 and use promo code CRYSTAL. CRYSTAL. In addition to this special anniversary offer on the MyPillows, you will also receive deep discounts on all MyPillows products, such as bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillows history. Go to MyPillows.com or call 1-800-959-9374 and use promo code CRYSTAL, that's CRYSTAL, of Mike's special offer on his My Pillows. Thank you, Crystal, and thank you for listening to the Crystal Clear Show, Saturdays at 3 p.m. New York time, right here on WWPR 1490 AM and our global listen live link available on all of your internet devices. Peaceful Pond Place, making life a little sweeter. Simply go to pppsweets.com and enter in to our world of the sweetest of sweets and the finest of chocolates. Can't make up your mind? Give us a call at 360-584-0548. That's 360-584-0548. Life, Liberty, and Coffee. Liberty Beans Coffee Company. At Liberty Beans Coffee Company, there is an old proverb that we like to live by. It says, never underestimate the importance of being properly caffeinated. Here at Liberty Beans Coffee Company, not only do we believe in freedom and the American way, Jim and Diane invite you to check out their family-owned unlimited selection of delicious and delectable coffee beans that are crafted right here in the good old U.S. of A. Not only is this the richest, most genuine cup of coffee, perhaps after you drink it, you will check out their website at www.libertybeans.com and join by partnering up with Jim and Diane to help you with either you or your favorite group's personally created fundraiser. Liberty Beans Coffee Company. Life, Liberty, and Coffee. Just drink it all in.
Everyone, we're back. Thanks for staying with us. So, Kevin, Basically more on the political stuff. Let's talk about what's happening with Donald Trump. I think I'd love to hear your two cents. You're always up on your current events, very smart about them. And so is your wife, by the way, but give me your take as to where things are at for Donald Trump.
Well, it seems everywhere he goes, he still fills up these stadiums, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that hasn't changed. I mean,
no.
I know you're not supposed to be an election denier, but I certainly am. There's no way Joe Biden got more votes than Obama did. Obama, his first term was a rock star. And then his second term, he didn't get, he lost what, 12 to 15 million less votes in the first time around? And Trump did the opposite. He got more votes the second time.
Yeah, absolutely he did. Absolutely he did.
No, and what? Telling me that he got that many more votes than Trump? Of course he did not. I mean,
no, he did not.
It's scary the way, here's the thing. Number one, it is not racist to show an ID when you vote.
No.
I love the fact that so many African Americans are catching on to it now and realizing.
Exactly.
Getting bigger names like Charles Barkley coming out and finally saying something about it.
But see, the thing is, you know, I'm going to say this and no offense to African Americans, but the left is always selling them short and assuming they're lacking in the intelligence
exactly.
through them. And that's not true. So
they're telling African Americans, you are too stupid to be able to find an ID.
That's right.
So we're here to protect you. If anybody's keeping the African American population in chains, it's the Democrat in chains.
It is the
Democrat Party.
Absolutely.
And it's unbelievable to me what Trump has had to go through every day of his presidency.
Isn't it something? Yeah.
3 years later, they're still attacking him all the time. We all knew there's no Russian collusion. Yeah. We knew that. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh. Well, I guess there wasn't any, but they just drummed this up to make it look. Hillary Clinton should be in prison. She's evil beyond
absolutely.
Evil. Simple as that. You know, her old marriage to Bill, that is just a whole professional marriage. I pretty much can guarantee you they probably haven't been in the same bedroom for the last 25
Thank
years.
Thank you. Exactly. You know? Do you blame him?
No, I don't blame him.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a guy, but
I've talked enough to military people. I have to be around her, and they say she is so evil to them and so mean to them. She despises our military.
Yes, I've heard that too. And she was also really rude with Secret Service people. I know I heard that somewhere.
Yeah, and so was
Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter was like really nasty with people behind the scenes.
Who was unbelievably classy with him? Ronald Reagan, Donald Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
I mean, I've golfed with the president, and I'll tell you what.
Oh, that's amazing.
He is so nice to his crew. We play fast. That's why he likes playing golf with me, because we both play fast. When we pass people on the course, he gets off his cart and says, thank you for being at my golf course. Appreciate that. Hope you have a great round. We'll be out of your way in a minute.
Absolutely.
You know? He doesn't have to do that.
No, he doesn't, but he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you find the people who are, you know, real are always going to treat other people better. And like I talked about with the media, their cruelty is just off the charts. And I even remember when Donald Trump, around the time he won the election, I even recall seeing nasty things on Twitter of people trying to say that Barron Trump was autistic or retarded or there's something wrong with him. There's nothing wrong with him, Kevin. He's a kid.
No.
Can you leave a child alone and not bully him?
What's weird about that is if the right did that to somebody on the left, they would go bananas. I mean, this is the same party that wants to protect child mutilation and pedophile. Killing a baby, ripping a baby apart in the womb of a mother, that's perfectly okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a sick, sick party. I gotta tell you, they're the party of death and the party of hate. That's what they are.
Absolutely. And then, you know, I just feel that with Donald Trump, the more that they're trying all these, you know, charges and cases against him, it makes him stronger. And what I don't understand, you know, they can come after him with whatever they want and whatever they have. The left does not understand. This movement is never only about Donald Trump. And even if you take him out and destroy him, this movement doesn't live or die with Donald Trump. The people want it.
Yep.
So you can do whatever you want to him.
I said over 20 years ago with my buddies back home in Minnesota, and I said, you know what we need? We need a president who's a businessman, not a politician.
Yeah.
And Trump was that.
Yes.
And he made black unemployment and Hispanic unemployment the lowest it's ever been. He made us energy independent. Gas would be $1.80 a gallon right now if he was still president. We wouldn't. I don't believe the Ukraine war in Russia would be going on at all.
No, it would not be going on. Absolutely.
Because when they said Russian collusion with Trump, I laughed. Like I said, who do you think Putin would rather push around or try to push around?
Exactly.
He can't push around Trump, but he can push around Biden. He can push around Hillary.
They
can,
yep.
I mean, it's almost laughable that they even came at him with that. And, I mean, Putin right now just laughs at us. The world's laughing at us.
Well, look at what Joe Biden is. Of course they're laughing at us. And then let's talk about the elephant in the room with all the bribery money and all these tens of millions of dollars. It's astonishing how many people are looking the other way. I can't believe that a second after this came out, that Joe Biden wasn't impeached and that his son wasn't thrown into prison.
Well, once again, flip the channel. What if that was Trump? Or what if that was one of his sons?
It's very sad. That's really, really. And what are we teaching our children
by this example? They are the party of hypocrisy. That's what they are. I remember Matthew Perry. He used to be in my acting class. Matthew was always a nice guy to me, but he got hooked on these painkillers.
Yes.
Same painkillers that Rush Limbaugh got hooked on. With Matthew, they called him and said, oh my gosh, with Rush, they just attacked him and laughed at him and called him a drug addict. You know what? And I wouldn't have done that to either of those parties. But, you know, people get hooked on drugs. I mean, that happens all the time.
Yeah.
And, but I just look at the difference what the media does. And, it's once again, the hypocrisy. They are the snake that eats their own tail constantly.
Well, you know, I've heard things and there's things that, maybe I'll say today, maybe I won't say, but even it's not just the media. It's stuff that goes on behind the scenes in Hollywood, stories you hear, and it's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
The things they do to people, their own people. So if you want to have a career anywhere in this industry, understand that you, it's in some form or fashion, will be coerced or abused or whatever.
I look at Hollywood. I was never a Hollywood guy. I love the industry. I love making movies.
Yeah.
They booted me out about 11, 12 years ago. My manager and agent said, we can't work with you anymore because you're conservative and a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the hypocrisy once again just strikes. And I laughed. I said, you guys are the ones that are always screaming for tolerance. But tolerance and freedom of speech in Hollywood is a one-way street.
Absolutely it is. And also somebody who I think is a very important voice who has largely been silenced, James Woods.
Yeah.
Love the guy.
James is great.
James is great. I can hear him talk or tweet and just everything he says is dead on. He's brilliant. Nothing short of brilliant. Very smart. And yet, in their eyes, he's a clown and they can't wait to shut him up fast enough. I heard that he was going to sue. Over all the stuff that happened with Twitter, I don't know what happened with that.
I haven't talked to him in a while.
I haven't heard anything.
I've had dinner with the guy, and he's always just been very cool to me. And I keep sending him stuff, and I said, dude, one day we're going to work together. We're going to work together.
I hope so. I think that would be a nice combination. And let's talk for a minute, because this is another thing that's been annoying me lately. I mean, I know it's not in the news today, but Tucker Carlson and what went down at Fox News.
I was initially shocked. I had no idea. Yeah. But then, you know, you think about it a week later and you're going, okay, I get it. Because Fox has kind of become a little woke themselves in some areas.
A lot woke.
I still love Brian Kilmeade in the morning. Brian goes after him, you know, and so does Red Eye host. My mind just went blank.
Okay, that's fine.
You know who he is. The Late Show, The Night Show, there's number one.
Greg Gutfeld.
Greg is a rock.
Yes.
Greg is awesome. And, I love what they're doing. But with Tucker, it just shocked me. But I knew, you know what? He's going to end up just doing fine. He'll end up doing better, you know? So.
But what I remembered when I heard that he got fired is, do you remember the incident with Chuck Schumer losing his mind when Tucker Carlson was going to talk about and release the January 6th footage when Kevin McCarthy gave it to Tucker Carlson?
Yeah. How dare you show the truth at what we did?
And they all went off and they demanded that Tucker Carlson be silenced, and they got it done. Yeah. In terms of Fox, I mean, now he's doing his own thing and I'm very happy for him and he's going to be okay. But it's just like, wow, these people have, there's no end to the censorship that's going on.
No, it's a, we are now well into becoming a socialist country and they want to make it a full communist country. And I guarantee you watch what Gates does. These guys are going to bring another pandemic and I guarantee it'll be here. It'll be here by next year. They're going to do it again. And, they want to keep taking our rights away over and over again. And, but the trouble is, you know, after they found out these shots were useless and people are getting sick from them and dying from them, young people in record numbers getting myocarditis and all this, pilots are dying and passing out. And I mean, it's amazing to me what they've done to people, what they've done to the world. Mm-hmm. And you can see these young kids who are forced to get these shots. These girls at 14, when they want to have kids, when they're 28 years old, they won't be able to get pregnant. I mean, this stuff is all planned out. They scream hypocrisy theories. Well, like I said on Twitter, I need more hypocrisy theories, please, because all of mine have come true.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, it's amazing out there what's happening to the world. And, these guys, man, we got to fight back.
Absolutely, we do.
They're going to come after us again. They want full control of your lives. They're going to get rid of cash. They're going to have control. They're going to know every single penny you spend. And if they don't like what you're saying out there in social media or whatever, they're going to freeze your bank account.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't put it
that way. One way or another, they're going to get
you. Exactly. They find their ways and they're very proud of it, obviously. But let's hope and pray that the people are smart enough to stick together this time and figure it out and get the vote right and that we have a clean election this time. I don't know what we're going to do or how, but it has to be dealt with properly.
You know, I travel a lot. People are going to stick. People are fed up with what they're doing and they know that they're going to plan to try it again. All you got to do is walk through an airport and you only see one out of every 30 people wearing a mask. Those people are the ones easy to spot, the super liberals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you've got 98% of the people not want to wear masks anymore, they don't want to go back to that stupid thing because they knew it was completely useless. But they'll find ways. They took away ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. They'll take all things away knowing that these things were saving people's lives.
Yeah.
And they took it away from people.
Absolutely. And the second later, they're trying to take away your Second Amendment rights. I mean, it just, you know, they don't understand how they're making the people feel. You know, I was never anti-vaccine. Maybe I was anti-coercion, Kevin. You know, it was being forced. It's ridiculous.
It's not a live and let live anymore. It's live and let's control their lives. And that's what they want to do. They love the power. They love the power.
Yes. Absolutely. And so another question I have, because I think so many people have been doing this lately. So before we wrap it up, I just want to talk a little bit about Newsmax and how great they've been lately.
Newsmax has always been good to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Always been good to me. And they have my wife Sam on a lot as well.
Yeah, I've seen her there. It's great.
Yeah, so I love what they're doing. I love the fact they keep showing that there's the majority of the people in this country want to hear that news. It's thank God they're around. Thank God they're fighting the good fight.
And they are. They really are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I started watching them election night 2020 and I never looked back. So they've been amazing and they're doing a great job. Yep. But anyway, I do want to say thank you so much for doing this with me, Kevin. I really appreciate it. I hope that maybe you and Sam will come on again soon. And then of course I want to say thanks to my sponsors, Mike Lindell, MyPillow, Joyce over at Peaceful Pond Place Suites, and Jim over at Liberty Beans Coffee. So thank you everyone and we'll see you next week.
Chase Herbert's here for Crystal Diane Stevens' Crystal Clear Show. Being a Hollywood screenwriter, Crystal Diane has brought her show listeners a juggernaut deal from the man himself, Mike Lindell of MyPillow. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history. Queen size MyPillow regular price is $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king size. MyPillow's patented field adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com to get queen size MyPillow for only $19.98. Or call 1-800-959-9374 and use promo code Crystal, CRYSTAL. In addition to this special anniversary offer on the MyPillows, you will also receive deep discounts on all MyPillows products, such as bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillows.com or call 1-800-959-9374 and use promo code Crystal, that's CRYSTAL, of Mike's special offer on his MyPillows. Thank you, Crystal, and thank you for listening to The Crystal Clear Show, Saturdays at 3 p.m. New York time, right here on WWPR 1490 AM and our global listen live link available on all of your internet devices. Peaceful Pond Place, making life a little sweeter. Simply go to pppsweets.com and enter in to our world of the sweetest of sweets and the finest of chocolates. Can't make up your mind? Give us a call at 360-584-0548. That's 360-584-0548. Life, Liberty, and Coffee, Liberty Beans Coffee Company. At Liberty Beans Coffee Company, there is an old proverb that we like to live by. It says, never underestimate the importance of being properly caffeinated. Here at Liberty Beans Coffee Company, not only do we believe in freedom and the American way, Jim and Diane invite you to check out their family-owned, unlimited selection of delicious and delectable coffee beans that are crafted right here in the good old U.S. of A. Not only is this the richest, most genuine cup of coffee, perhaps after you drink it, you will check out their website at www.libertybeans.com and join by partnering up with Jim and Diane to help you with either you or your favorite group's personally created fundraiser. Liberty Beans Coffee Company, life, liberty, and coffee. Just drink it all in.
Hi, everyone. I really hope that you enjoyed my interview with Kevin Sorbo. I sure did. But sometimes when I'm with a guest, I really don't have time to go into greater details or discuss things, you know, more carefully. Anyway, I just, because of that, I decided to add a solo segment where I can explore and discuss things in more details, and we're going to call this one Random Thoughts. So anyway, here it goes. I'm going to go back to what I was talking about with Kevin in terms of the media and how they're treating RFK Jr. And, you know, I've given this whole situation a lot of thought. And it's not because I want to. It's because it's so prevalent and it's so everywhere. Okay? It's everywhere you look. You know, he's crazy. He's a mental case. It's in the media all over the place. And look, I won't dispute that the mainstream media can say whatever they want, and that's called free speech. But understand that we, the people, still have some standards and some expectation of decency from our media. But the words being associated with RFK and their reporting are just really so wrong and so uncalled for. You know, if you know history, you understand that the Kennedy family has given so much to help this country and also minorities. When it came to civil rights, JFK led the way and defied whoever and whatever he had to make it really happen. But right now, today, RFK was being painted as a racist, which I think is ridiculous. Okay? He's the crazy Kennedy who's into conspiracy theories. He's anti-vax. He's anti-Semitic. He drove his wife, his second wife, to suicide. And as we speak, this I read last night, his campaign is killing her mother and is about to send her to her grave. Clearly, this is a case of the mainstream media reducing themselves to trolls. They don't respect the deeply hurtful and tragic losses of the entire Kennedy family that took place because JFK and RFK were serving this country. Now, I may not be someone who votes for RFK Jr., but I think that I can at least value his loss and honor it by not disgracing the son of a man who was killed at 42 years old in an assassination that certainly must have devastated his wife and his children for many, many, many years after. You know what? It is just outright twisted that the mainstream media can so easily disregard and disrespect what is referred to as the darkest chapter in our nation's history. Again, people can say whatever they want, but if you look at this another way, they ought to consider that when it comes to this particular family, maybe, they're crossing a line here because the people have standards of decency that we expect our media to uphold. The media are violating our standards, and because they've clearly gotten rid of things like decency, self-respect, or heart, you know, I don't know that there's really any hope for them. And I'm going to say something else. I know that the media is not going to report this, but I'm going to make a prediction, and I'm going to tell you right now, 2024 is a race between Donald Trump and Robert Kennedy, period. You know, back in 2016, during the primaries, I did some work for someone you all may have heard of and might know, and his name is Dennis Michael Lynch. Dennis was a guy who made films, but he also did a lot of political stuff. And I came on board to do some writing for his blog just around the time that Dennis had parted ways with Newsmax. And while the media were blasting 24/7, you know, Hillary's doing great and she's killing it against Trump. No, you guys, the media, were feeding us fake polls designed to fit your narrative. Clearly, that narrative was a lie, a big lie. Because I had to write for something, for Dennis's website. So I sat down and I compared what the media were telling us versus what the social media numbers were for both sides. And so I looked at what Hillary had going on, and then I checked what was happening with Donald Trump on social media. Well, guess what? It wasn't even in the same stratosphere. Trump was crushing it on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on YouTube, at his rallies, you name it. He beat Hillary by so many miles in the numbers alone that it told me what everyone else, the people, already knew, that Hillary Clinton could not defeat Donald Trump in 2016. So let's put aside how badly RFK Jr.'s defamation and smear campaign is unfolding as we speak, because you know what? The media were blowing it way before then. Like with the 2020 election, the media is reporting, well, the people had doubts. January 6th, the people had doubts. COVID, the people had doubts. Brett Kavanaugh, the people had doubts. Kyle Rittenhouse, the people had doubts. The Trump prosecution, the people still have doubts. Now, if we circle back to the whole RFK Jr. is insane narrative once again, yeah, guess what? The people have doubts. From here on out, I am speaking directly to the mainstream media. I think by now that you guys have given me plenty of ammo to argue, even in this very short list of examples, that you have failed to meet the standard of believability for tens of millions of Americans. Therefore, you guys just aren't cutting it. I can go on, but instead of complaining, I'd like to do something different today And I'm going to do this because incompetence irritates me. And also because I'd like to extend an olive branch. Today, I am your friend. I'm going to help you guys out. Because in light of so many misfires, clearly, I think you guys need my help. So here are some proper strategies and solutions that'll fix this problem. And here it goes. You guys need to become better liars. If you don't want doubt from the people, if you don't want pushback from the people, if you don't want to, if you want to shove Benedict Arnold in the White House and have us sit here and smile about it, and if you want to continue colluding with corrupt three-letter agencies and a possibly compromised White House to keep on plunging knives into our backs and have us get on board with it, you guys seriously need to up your game. At once. Because as it stands, you guys are handling yourselves like a serial killer who goes around leaving clues all over the damn place because he wants to get caught. This method is not going to silence your critics. There are much, much smarter ways to do this, and I'm going to give you an example of how simple and how easy it is to achieve this. So let's take this recent Secret Service situation with the cocaine in the White House, that problem. You know, with the way that you guys handled and reported that, you had other options. Look, you could have gone back to the Secret Service, taken them aside and say, psst, hey guys, look, we think our audience, they might not buy the whole we don't know whose cocaine it is story. So could you maybe come back at us with a better lie than that? If you guys want to lie, then lie. Go right ahead and keep on lying because that's what we expect. But can you please at least make an effort to stop insulting our intelligence? Just stop being so transparent about it. When you lie, just lie smarter and just lie better. Now, here's some more advice. Since you guys are bad liars, we all know that Hillary's been pulling some strings behind the curtain somewhere. But you guys need to ditch Hillary like yesterday. It's been amateur hour on her watch all along. Get rid of her. And please, for the love of God, I can't believe that I'm not a Democrat, but I have to tell you this. You guys already have the most effective liar on your side, and he is in your camp. In fact, I can at least admire him for knowing how to be the very best at what he did, even if that was being a liar. If you want to stop this ship from sinking, unleash Slick Willie. It is that simple. If Bill Clinton lied to the American people 1 million times, I think that we never, ever even had a clue about it 998,000 times. Now, that's more like it. Slick Willie had it going on all day long. You guys really desperately need Bill Clinton front and center and calling the shots. So will one of you please do me a favor? Get on the phone today. Call Bill. Force him out of semi-retirement or whatever is going on with him lately and put him back to work. I understand that many of you on the left are so proud of your intelligence and you have countless lawyers and degrees and think tanks and lobbyists and so much more in your camp. You all probably think that your intelligence and your knowledge surpasses that of conservatives, but I'm going to have to disagree because the failure being demonstrated on the left when it comes to the very basic art of persuasion is actually epic. Personally, if I were you guys, I'd be demanding refunds all over the place for an education that has rendered you super incompetent at a very basic level. I can't even count how many years it's been that the media have been race baiting and aiming to divide and conquer, but at some point, you guys need to stop and look at your results. Guess what? They're bad. You're failing. It's backfiring. It's not working. In closing, it's time for you guys to shift gears and start delivering your A game instead of your iron fist because the public is too smart for it. And since all else you've tried has failed, please do better. Fool us. Let me spell it out for you one last time. The people want to be seduced. Are you up to the challenge? Can you do it? I don't think so. Anyway, that's it for Random Thoughts. Thank you guys all for listening, and I'll see you all again next week.
Chase Herbert's here for Crystal Diane Stevens' Crystal Clear Show. Being a Hollywood screenwriter, Crystal Diane has brought her show listeners a juggernaut deal from the man himself, Mike Lindell of MyPillow. On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history. Queen size MyPillow regular price is $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king size. MyPillow's patented filled adjust to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com to get queen size MyPillow for only $19.98. Or call 1-800-959-9374 and use promo code CRYSTAL. CRYSTAL. In addition to this special anniversary offer on the MyPillows, you will also receive deep discounts on all MyPillows products, such as bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillows history. Go to MyPillows.com or call 1-800-959-9374 and use promo code CRYSTAL, that's CRYSTAL, of Mike's special offer on his MyPillows. Thank you, Crystal, and thank you for listening to The Crystal Clear Show, Saturdays at 3 p.m. New York time, right here on WWPR 1490 AM and our global listen live link available on all of your internet devices.
If you have a product or a service you'd like to promote, if you have a political point of view that you would like to espouse, then we have a radio station that's right for you. WWPR AM 1490 currently has time available in half-hour blocks and 60-minute blocks. For more information, call our office line at 941-761-8843. That's 941-761-8843.